USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At a ceremonial swearing-in of the newest Supreme Court justice, President Trump offers an apology to Brett Kavanaugh and his family after a brutal confirmation process.
Those who step forward to serve our country deserve a fair and dignified evaluation, not a campaign of political and personal destruction based on lies and deception.
Kavanaugh had been accused of past sexual assault during the confirmation process, the president giving his opinion last night that Kavanaugh was, quote, proven innocent of those allegations. Currently, Category 1 Hurricane Michael expected to be a Cat 2 or 3 when it makes landfall in the Florida Panhandle on Wednesday, tomorrow. Governor Rick Scott says it could be the most destructive storm in that region in many years. And this is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Investigators say the driver who was involved in Saturday's limousine crash in upstate New York that killed 20 people, including the driver, did not have a license to operate a vehicle of that size. They also say he'd been arrested twice on drug charges over the past 8 years. And the limousine itself wasn't supposed to be on the road, having failed inspection last month. A New York State Police spokesman also says they're not sure exactly why that vehicle sped through an intersection.
One of the things that we hope to be able to determine is what the speed of the vehicle was at the collision, and I think we have the technology to do that.
Nearly 2,500 people gathered for a vigil near the site of the crash last night. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un reaching out to Pope Francis, sending an invitation to the leader of the Roman Catholic Church to visit Pyongyang, South Korea's president, to deliver it to the Pope when the two meet in Europe next week. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A Southern California Roman Catholic diocese releasing a list of 34 priests accused of sexually abusing children, including six who were convicted of criminal charges. The Diocese of San Bernardino County listing clergy who were the subject of what it calls credible allegations of molestation since the diocese formed in 1978. According to its website, all but one were removed from the priesthood, permanently banned from ministry in the diocese, or they passed away. The remaining priest left the diocese in 1993, and his whereabouts are unknown. Disgraced former Congressman Anthony Weiner may be released from federal prison early. The New York Daily News is reporting that Weiner, who was doing time for sexting with a minor, will be let out 3 months early for good behavior. Weiner was sentenced to 21 months for sharing lewd photos of himself with a 15-year-old North Carolina girl. He's now expected to be released on May 14th. And after pop star Taylor Swift makes an endorsement in the upcoming midterm elections, saying she's backing Democratic Senate candidate Phil Bredesen in her home state of Tennessee as he takes on Republican Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn, President Trump says,
Marsha Blackburn is doing a very good job in Tennessee. I'm sure Taylor Swift has nothing or doesn't know anything about her. Let's say that I like Taylor's music about 25% less now.
USA Radio News. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.